worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Friday, and that's a wonderful thing. We're glad that we're going to get to spend half hour with you here on the Refresh radio program, and we're going to be returning to 2 Timothy chapter 2, looking at the things that God's Word wants to teach us. But it's my privilege to be able to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. We have something extra special coming up this week. Sunday morning, we have our normal. We have Sunday school where we're going through the book of Acts. And then I'll be preaching. But Sunday night at 6:30, we have a musical ministry that is going to be with us. It's the Stevens Family Singers. They've been with us a number of times before, and they are very, very gifted. This is what they do full time. And they carry a heart for the Lord. They do a lot of hymns. They do some special singing, and the Rich Stevens is a bit of a music arranger, and they sang in the premier choirs that were in operation in Bible college. We went to Bible college together and reconnected several years ago. I think this is about the fourth time that they've been with us, and our people are blessed every time. We'd like to invite you out to Merritt Assembly God, 6:30. It's a free night of music ministry, but we will be taking a love offering for them. They travel by faith, and want to invite you out to that this Sunday night. So 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. You can find out more information, or in a more concise manner than what I talk about here, on our website, or not on our website, but on our Facebook page. If you happen to watch one of the videos, you might find a bulletin point there on it. So let's dive into 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to be in verse number 23. So it says, "But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." So we had talked about that there were three action words that Paul had spoken to Timothy about. One of them was to flee youthful lusts. The second was the things that he was supposed to pursue. And here in verse number 23, we see that now he's telling Timothy, there are things you're going to want to avoid. Okay, so if you are traveling and you have one of those maps programs, many times it comes with some traffic alerts that show you areas of congestion or areas where there's been an accident and things are at a standstill. And when you see that, it is a good idea to avoid those points of congestion. And so on yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about how my wife was driving on a family trip, and all of a sudden there showed up a traffic obstacle right in the middle of the road without warning. And you have to avoid those things. They're, I don't know if someone had moved it out there on purpose, but all I do know is that a semi-tractor trailer obliterated that. Fortunately, he did not obliterate us. So avoiding things can lead to damage. Avoiding things can help you to continue to be fruitful. And I have discovered that there are things that I need to avoid food-wise in order for my body to be healthy and function and last as long as God wants it to last. So avoiding it really shouldn't be optional. It should be intentional. Now, now this is not the type of health issue that I avoid things for, but there are some people who, if they would avoid certain foods, they could prevent the ramifications from a certain medical condition. But I know a lot of people that say, look, I really like what they're telling me to avoid, and so I just want something that will counteract that. They don't want to change their behavior. They just want to adjust. Now, I know that that's not the case with everybody. Everybody's physiology is different, but there are some people who do not avoid things that they should avoid, and they just try and cope with the consequences. The best thing to do spiritually is to avoid the things that God tells us to avoid. So what are these things that we are told to avoid? Well, it comes down to one word, and that is disputes. Disputes. That means that there are things that people like to argue about. And it has two adjectives here that describes these disputes. So a dispute is a debate, or it is a controversy. And I have this written down, that disputes was a tactic that people in Jesus' time tried to use against him to distract him from the ministry. But Jesus, having perfect knowledge of all things, as well as what was going on in people's hearts and in their minds and their motives behind it, he avoided those disputes, or he set them up and he says, well, I'll address your controversy if you will address mine. When they refused to address his, he said, then I'm not going to answer you on your occasion. A lot of times these disputes are designed to be a trap that can discredit you, that can undermine the validity of the gospel through your mouth. It may not be able to undermine the gospel, but if they can discredit you, then they can silence your voice and minimize your impact. So I make a valiant effort to avoid debating about these two categories: disputes that are foolish and ignorant. Foolish and ignorant. So a foolish dispute is something that is not wise. So folly is the opposite of wisdom. A foolish dispute would be the opposite of a wise dispute. A foolish dispute would be destructive, where a wise dispute would be constructive. And this is a dispute that shows a lack of forethought, or it may show a lack of sense, or it may show a lack of knowledge. There are controversies that are not wise, using thoughts that do not align with one's intellectual viewpoint, or it is a dispute that is based upon worldly wisdom as opposed to God's wisdom. So don't get sucked in to discussions and arguments that the world would love to get you and I sucked into. So I try and encourage everyone, avoid things that will damage your credibility. And you know, there may be situations that arise where you just have to stand your ground, but it's because of a scriptural ground, not some foolish carnal ground. We have to stand for that. We are called to contend for the faith. So avoiding conflict may not always be possible, but when we do, we are contending for the faith and we are contending for the souls of mankind. So foolish has to do with a lack of wisdom. Ignorant shows that it is from a lack of knowledge. It is an uninformed and uninstructed viewpoint. So, in all honesty, I see some people, I mean, they dig their heels in the ground and they want to argue stuff, and it's like, that's an uninformed viewpoint. It shows a lack of awareness. And it may be because somebody doesn't want to believe what is factual. Sometimes it may be just because they've been deceived. And so I know a lot of people that they believe things that I know aren't true. But my concern for them rises to a level of concern when I realize that their credibility is being damaged because of the controversies that they are arguing for that are undermining their credibility when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do yourself a favor and avoid those things. So from a personal observational standpoint, I have seen diametrically opposed people each make the same mistake, but from different sources, where they become steadfast believers in things that were not true. They were being lied to, and they stood their ground and they staked their reputation on things that they were proclaiming adamantly. And in the end, they were just humiliated. So when they got done through that cycle, the script was flipped. And then the people that they were, that were adamant about a truthful position earlier, became deceived using the exact same tactic of foolish and ignorant disputes. And the next thing you know, their credibility is being undermined. Well, we're not just talking about the things in this world, but there are people who love to major on minors and minor on majors when it comes to things in the Word of God. You say, well, are there really things that are not major? Well, the majors would be God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The majors would be Jesus, my Savior, because I need one. And He is the only one qualified. He is the only one who has come from heaven who can give me definitive counsel and direction on how I can successfully arrive where God wants me to arrive. The death, the burial, and the resurrection, those are not controversial. Those are absolutes for me. The fact that Jesus is coming again, that is an absolute for me. Do I want to dispute, and do I want to argue and debate over the timing? I can, but I'm not going to. The way that I describe it is, I know people who believe in a multitude of different viewpoints about when the Lord is going to come and take his church to be with him forever. And here's what I tell people. I know people who spent much of their life arguing about it was going to be before, middle, or after. As far as the tribulation goes, that the rapture was going to be pre-trib. I know people who've argued mid-trib. I know people who believe post-trib. And there are people who argued about it. I said, you know what I know about many of those people? They're now dead. The things that they spent their life arguing tooth and toenail about, that's an Oklahoma expression, they are irrelevant to them. And so they spent a lot of times arguing and getting angry with people who didn't hold to their viewpoint. And when Jesus does have that trumpet sounded and the dead in Christ do rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, there's not going to be a gloating session on the way to heaven. Nobody who had the correct timeline is going to be high-fiving others who believed just like them, and they're not going to be taunting those who had the incorrect viewpoint. It will be completely irrelevant. We will just be glad to be in the presence of the one who died for us and has lived his entire time since his ascension interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. So before you sever a relationship over a dispute, ask yourself, is this a dispute about a scriptural absolute, or is this more about my personal preference? If it's just personal preference, you need to learn to distinguish between preferences and scriptural absolutes. I know someone that they think their preferences ought to be absolutes for everybody else. If they like a food, everybody should like that food. If they do not like a food, no one should like that food, and it should be eliminated from planet Earth. I'm not that way, but curry chicken's not far behind. I happen to know people who love curry chicken. I happen to be married to one. So it's a preference of mine not to have curry chicken. And if you do like curry chicken, I don't want you mad at me that I don't like it. Look at it that I'm just leaving more curry chicken for you to consume. It's not something we need to debate or anything like that. It's just, hey, you enjoy it, praise God. I don't. So, but if we get preferences and absolutes mixed up, we're going to spend our whole lifetime fighting and backbiting against one another instead of leading the world to repentance as God would have us to where they could have the opportunity to be confronted with their sin and introduced to their Savior and then make a decision as to what they're going to do with it. So why are we supposed to avoid foolish and ignorant disputes? And Paul writes to Timothy, it says, the reason, and you need to know the reason, is that they generate strife. They generate strife. The word there for generate literally means to, it's the physical act of becoming a parent. It's giving birth to, it's the end result of the process. So whenever you are disputing and arguing about things that are foolish and ignorant, you are creating an atmosphere of strife and discord, which are things that the Bible has told us to not be a part of. That those who sow seeds of strife are not blessed. They're convicted. They're challenged. It is indicative of a heart that is not in alignment with the Word of God. So because of disputes lead to strife, I avoid people who, that's their preferred activity in life. That's their source of enjoyment. That doesn't mean that if I believe something, that if someone challenges me on it, I'm never going to have a discussion about it. I just want to have discussions that mean something. Like, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. I can't tell you why. I've been a Green Bay Packers fan all my life. It was probably because they were very successful during a season, and everybody likes to root for a winner. Once you're a fan of another team, you know, Bears fans have respect for Packers fans, but we generally don't see eye to eye. So I'm an Oklahoma Sooners fan. There are people who despise the Oklahoma Sooners. And there are people who celebrate when Oklahoma loses and celebrate when they win. Same with the Packers. Here's what I tell people. That doesn't change my life. If you don't like the Green Bay Packers, that doesn't change my life, nor does it really impact yours. Green Bay's won the Super Bowl. Oklahoma's won national championships. It gave us a moment to celebrate. But they've also lost Super Bowls, and they've lost national championships. And it didn't have a negative impact on my life. It was just a moment of, well, that didn't end the way I wanted it to. But it's not of eternal consequence. But if someone is telling people spiritual lies, then I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to disarm those lies, and I'm going to do it with the truth. I'm going to do it with the Word of God. So we don't want to sow seeds of strife. We want to sow seeds of peace. See, if we are pursuing peace, it will cause us to avoid a life that's going to generate strife. So I had a person one time that they've actually done this numerous times. But one time they showed up unannounced, and I said, "Hey, how's it going?" And they said, "It's okay. I was bored, so I just thought I would come over." They came to the church. "I thought I would just come over and argue with you." And I said, "Not interested." And they proceeded to argue anyway. Well, it takes two people to argue. And I refused to join in. I said, "I'm on my way out the door. There's a ministry assignment that I've got to get to." And they just kept arguing, and I just refused to fan the flames. And finally I said, I'm not going to participate in this. And you know, if you want, the next conversation we can have with the board. That's all. And that was pretty much the end. They went on their way, and they continued on in the things that they believed, and actually went deeper into those things that they believed. And the things that they believe are not scriptural, and they're not true. And every once in a while they would show up and they would try and argue again. And I was like, I'm not here. Everyone is entitled to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, but people who live to generate strife are not entitled to depriving others from hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Paul tells Timothy, avoid those things. As a servant of the Lord, we are not a servant to fulfill society's need to debate and argue. Okay? There are some people who hold eternal opinions that are much different than mine. Now, I could discuss some of those differences with them, but there's one thing I've never figured out. I've never figured out why their viewpoint was so important to them. If they do not believe that there is a God, why are they so insistent that I not believe in a God? I'm not trying to deny them their belief in nothingness. I'm just trying to present to them the reality that there is a God who is everything. So where one wants to deprive another person of their viewpoint, another is just trying to show them a better way. And I can tell you that the best way to do that is to live the life of a servant of God. When you and I live to serve Him and bring Him glory, that lifestyle, the heart that is evidenced from that reality, the words that come out of your mouth, the acts of compassion that you show people who do not believe the same way that you do, those things end up being much more persuasive and leading people to a vibrant relationship with Jesus than whether or not you're saying, okay, we're going to argue, we're going to get emotional, we're going to get loud, we're going to get vocal, our face is going to get red. That's not going to do it. But I tell you what, when you live and breathe your life as a servant of the Lord, people will notice that you're serving a different master than the one that they serve. In the words of an old Bob Dylan song, you got to serve somebody. You're either going to serve the Lord or you are going to serve the devil or you're going to serve yourself. You got to serve somebody. When you live as a servant to the Lord, your value system is different. Your heart is different. Your countenance is different. Your motives are different. Live as a servant of the Lord in peace, not strife. We'll see you Monday right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.